This article is entitled Part of the Society, Ministry in the World's Northernmost Settlement, written by Megan Brandsrud on the staff of the Living Lutheran. In the world's northernmost settlement of Longyearbyen, Norway, in the Svalbard Archipelago, Siv Limstrand serves as pastor of Svalbard Church, a congregation of the Church of Norway, a Lutheran World Federation member. As the makeup of its community and its historic identity shifts, Longyearbyen faces many changes and challenges, including those felt from climate change. Living Lutheran spoke with Limstrand about how the church is accompanying the community through it all. Living Lutheran asks, how would you describe Svalbard Church? Limstrand says, what is special is that it has been here almost from the beginning. Longyearbyen is the main town on Svalbard. We have about 2,500 people here now, with people from 52 nations. When the town was founded in 1906 by the American John Munro Longyear, it was less than 100 people overwintering. The town was taken over by the Norwegian Mining Company in 1916 and later renamed Longyearbyen, and in 1920, the mining company went into collaboration with a mission society to hire its first pastor, and in 1921, they erected the first church. The church also served as the first classroom and the first library in Longyearbyen, and the pastor was also the teacher for the few children who lived here. This shows how close the connection is between the church and society from the start, and this is what we'll see traces of and build on more than 100 years later. We are an integrated part of a society, and it's our job to think about how we can continue to serve our community along these lines. We ask, what, with all of that interconnected history, what is the role of Svalbard Church and yours as its pastor in the community now? She says, it's interesting because Norway is quite a secularized society, but people here have expectations when it comes to the church, since the role has always been so visible and important. People know we're here because anything can happen, so the church is part of the support system and the crisis resources. This means I, as the local pastor, have a specific role to play. It's also why we get our funding directly from the Norwegian state. They see the role of the church as so important to keeping the society and community together. One of the first people I spoke to when I came here asked who I was, and when I told her, she said, great, I like that, a woman priest. Then she said she's an atheist, but still goes to the church a few times a year to attend a specific worship or a couple of concerts because it's part of her life living here. People are strong supporters of the church, even if they're not believers. They trust us. It's been great coming here and working as pastor with people, having these kinds of positive expectations. I think it also means my predecessors have been decent people, good pastors. But there is also a 20% turnover in population here every year, so you have to be constantly inviting and describing what you're trying to do as a church, so you can continue building relationships and earning that trust with the new people who come. We ask, due to its location, Svalbard is facing many effects of climate change. How are those effects and challenges being experienced? She responds, the temperature in the Arctic is rising more than twice as fast as the rest of the globe. So, in a way, the rest of the world can look at us to see what happens with climate change. What we see on Svalbard is how the glaciers are diminishing, and there's much less sea ice. It's difficult for a polar bear to capture a seal because it needs sea ice to do so. The climate is also becoming wetter, and there have been more avalanches and landslides. In 2016, there were two landslides that nearly brought the whole cemetery down to the river. For more than 5 years, the old cemetery has been closed for new graves. It's allowed for burial after cremation, but we don't bury caskets. We address climate change as part of our intercessions in every Sunday worship, and I talk about it in sermons. We try to address all this vulnerability and the many lives threatened because of climate change and melting sea ice. It's an integrated part of our liturgical life. Finally, we ask, what is one thing you'd like U.S. Lutherans to know about Svalbard Church? She says, people here have a strong sense of ownership of the church building because it is open 24/7. People can come in whenever they like to have a cup of coffee or to light a candle. And to me, that's important because it's a kind of democratization of this holy space. So often we think we invite people to church, but then the moment they enter, we tell them what to expect, what to do, how to behave. I value more and more about how people actually feel at home in a church and can relate to the church for fellowship, too. Here we have the opportunity to leave the room totally unguarded and the openness that creates. I think it's really something worth pursuing. People carry that openness with them toward worship. Opening the physical space makes the mental and spiritual space more accessible, too. They don't feel like someone is there guarding God in a way. God doesn't need any guards.